السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن تو یو آن دس بیوٹیفل منڈے مارننگ. مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی بلیس یو اینڈ آفا ود آفیت اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ، اینڈ اللہ تعالی ایکسیپٹ آل یور ایفرٹس فار دین. حضرت مفتی صاحب، دی پلیٹ فارم از یورز.
السلام علیکم و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم، جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Zulqa'dah 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Ahqaf, chapter number 46 and verses 19 and 20. Ultimately, we believe that every person will die, and on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, the final verdict will be passed. The people of Iman and Islam, that those who lived the life according to Islam and passed away on Iman and Islam, will enter Jannah and Paradise with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and that is the benevolence and mercy of Almighty Allah. Those who are sane and mature, and they opted and chose and selected any other ism besides Islam, then for them is the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom. So in other words, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling us, the believers, هُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ. For them, there will be different categories. The people of Jannah and the people who will enter Paradise. So you will have Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. You will have Jannat al-Firdaus. You will have Jannah. But anyway, a person enters Jannah and Paradise, it is mission accomplished, and he or she is successful. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala makes reference to this in the Noble Quran. Hum darajatun indallah. For them, there are different categories. Like, you know, this will just resonate with us, with our puny little brains. We want to go for Hajj, for example. You want to go to Medina Munawwara, to Aqsa al-Mubarak. So you have an economy class, you have business class, you have first class. So all that, but you're still going to reach the same destination. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, when a person enters Jannah, hum darajatun indallah, for them there are the superior ranks, and Almighty Allah alone knows all that. Wallahu basirun bima ya'malun, and Almighty Allah is all observing what they are doing. Chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse number 162. And we see in verse number 1, in verse Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 145, Almighty Allah speaks about the munafiqeen and the hypocrites and states, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, that those munafiqeen who just pay lip service to Islam, but the heart is devoid of iman, faith, conviction, then there's no shortage of them today in all countries basically. So for them, فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ, they will be in the lowest layer of the Jahannam and the dungeon and prison there. So for us, they darajat, and for the kuffar, non-Muslims and munafiqeen and hypocrites, darakat. darajat and darakat, and both are proven and mentioned enshrined in the noble Quran, and I gave you the necessary references. So see today's lesson, Surah 46, Chapter 46, Surah Ahqaf, the winding tracks. Tomorrow you will come to know that why it is called Ahqaf in tomorrow's lesson, inshaAllah. And verse number 19 and 20, وَلِكُلِّنْ دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا, and for everyone who passes away with Iman, Islam, there will be different ranks. Mimma amilu, according to what they practice, the righteous deeds, the righteous actions. Therefore, we are in the month, one of the holy sacred months, Zulqa'dah. Instead of killing time, wasting time, read Quran, make tasbih, give out charity. Don't harm the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We don't know when death will strike. And once we do that, and we pass away with Iman and Islam, وَلِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, and He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, will reward them fully, handsomely, with the maximum reward, أَعْمَالَهُمْ, for their righteous deeds, وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, and they will not be dealt with unjustly. So remember the principle and the belief, entry into Jannah and Paradise, superficially the means is that the reason, rationale is our deeds. But the main reason and the real reason, as-sababul ra'isi, as-sababul haqiqi, as we say in the Arabic language, is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah jalla wala, the mercy and grace and benevolence of Almighty Allah. When a person is dispatched to Jahannam and the Hellfire, so those are the people who are sane and mature, but they don't believe in Islam and so forth. So that is adalam min Allah Azza wa Jalla, the justice system of Almighty Allah. And that day is Malik Yawmiddin, the day of justice, as mentioned right in the beginning of chapter 1. Listen to this next verse and see how far me and you have gone away. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 46, verse number 20, وَيَوْمَ يُؤْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ, and on that day, the day of justice, يُؤْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, these non-Muslims will be presented and they'll be placed عَلَى النَّارِ, on the fire. The word kafaru is mentioned, right? You must underscore that, underline that with an imaginary line. Allah is speaking about the kuffar. And what will Allah tell them? That you had all your fun and games, you had all your power, you could murder and rape people, you could incarcerate them in Guantanamo Bay, you could put my sister Dr. Afia Siddiqui there in the hell hole, you did all that, killed and murdered and martyred 1 million plus people there in Iraq. أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا, then it went away for you, طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ, all your good reward and your so-called reward, فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا, in this worldly life. This world is called dunya. It is something wretched, miserable and horrible. Remember that, something very, very low. وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا, and you took your benefit from there. What they worry, how much zina, fornication they commit, adultery and gay business, lesbian, wine, dine and swine, eat what you want to, drink what you want to, and that is their favorite pastime. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ, the non-Muslims, they enjoy themselves, they eat and drink what they want to, just like the animals do, just like the swines and that do, just like the other animals do. And then at the ending, the final analysis, the resting place for them is Jahannam and the fire, everlasting furnace and so forth. See this verse, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. It is the time of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda, and the futuhat, and the Islamic empire is increasing rapidly. And anywhere the non-Muslim rulers, leaders hear the name Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, they would be shaking in their boots. So you must remember that And he saw the booty every day, every week, every month is increasing. He, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu an, wa baka Amirul Mu'mineen, is to cry profusely. He says, Ya Allah, ujjilat lana al-hasanat. It must not happen that you are giving us our reward here in this world, and tomorrow we will not receive anything in the year after. The ayat Allah mentioned for kuffar, kafaru, and he, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar, li ghayati taqwa, because of his extreme piety, used to read this verse and say, yet you will tell us then, Ya Allah, adhabtum tayyibatikum fi hayatikum ad-dunya wastamta'tum biha. What you supposed to get in Jannah, you already got in this world, and now there's nothing for you. Imagine he was given the information, 100% hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, all that is mentioned, and yet they had that extreme fear, and they had that real, real concern, which side will we be, in Jannah or somewhere else? So this was his taqwa, me and you today in South Africa, not all, but some of us, or many of us, وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا, you love like kings. What gadgets we have, what luxury we have, what travels we undertake to 50, 60, 70 countries in this world, and what do we see? That we still complain. So it must not happen that tomorrow, then there's no reward for us. So always beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 2, verse 127, chapter 2, verse 127, and that is, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, our broken, humble efforts, Ya Allah, you accept it. Verily, you are all hearing and all knowing. Surah 2, Surah chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 127. Now today, the day of justice. Non-Muslims, male, female, who are sane and mature, this is what is going to happen to you. Fa et ta'aqib al-wasal. So that is the legal jargon, you don't have to worry about it. Consequently, subsequently, thereafter, that is the translation of fa. Hence, on this day, the day of justice, tujzawna adhab al-hun, you will be punished according to the punishment of disgrace. So the punishment will be such a punishment of humiliation, disgrace. Bima kuntum tastakbiruna fil ard, because of your pride and arrogance on this earth. Just look at Trump trumpeting away. Just look at the war criminal BB. Look at his henchmen. You must remember Smotrich and Ben Gvir and all these haramis and war criminals. How proud and arrogant they are, although they so humiliated disgrace. Fil ardi, on this earth, bighayri al-haq, without justification. We as Muslims, we as the Hamas, we as the Taliban, we as the Houthis, with the tha, not with the ta, alif bete se, alif bata sa, Houthi, with the se, not te. Sometimes even ulama and people make the mistake. So we are these people and so forth. So remember, to be proud against your enemies is something matloob and desired in Islam. Therefore it's mentioned, بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, without justification. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْسُقُونَ, because of your continuation transgression, and you go against the laws of Almighty Allah. The word fisk. Fisk means you draw a circle. That is your boundaries and parameters. When you go beyond that, that person is called fasik, fasiqa. So a good translation in English will be the transgressors. So the people who went and broke all the boundaries and parameters. So may Almighty Allah protect, preserve our iman. And when the time comes for death, Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaqa fi. Oh beloved Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, you were, you are, you always will be the most merciful one to show mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, Monday, the 6th of Zulqadah in South Africa, 1446, and majority countries, the 7th of Zulqadah. If you just look outside, even now, you will see a half moon. And next week, you will see on the night of the 14th, the full moon, shining in its glory and beauty. Tafakkaru fi khalqillah. Wonder, ponder, and reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah. Look at the moon, look at the stars, look at the creation of Almighty Allah. Then we will not understand completely the power, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Allah, but we will understand just the glimpse of the power of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So we say Alhamdulillah, say O listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. I sent it out last night, late at night. I was busy with a lot of work last night with Allah's help. I had to meet some deadlines, you know, for the Muslim woman and all that. 6 jutlas dispatched straight to Jahannam. We say Alhamdulillah. Another 6 gone to hell. We say a khuya jwat as a dwaya jwat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. Dispatched straight to hell. Remember these things here. Husis tahniya lakum. We salute you, O my brothers, my army, our people there in Yemen. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made 4 du'as for you, all mentioned there in Bukhari Sharif. This is the mercy of Almighty Allah. This is the barakah wasila of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The poorest country in the Arab world, taking on America, taking on Britain, taking on the haramis and the illegitimate fraudulent state of Israel, and smashed their airport yesterday, and they are shaking till today. How the hell they did it? From Sana'a right to Tel Aviv, more than 2,000 kilometers, and they hit their targets. Where's our sophisticated interceptors? Nothing helps. Wa makaru wa makarallah. The Americans, the jutlas, the haramis plan, and Allah has his master plan. Wallahu khayrul makirin. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you punish the Israelis and Americans. We're very proud about them. 6 jutlas were injured also. Many flights were cancelled. But the haramis, the murtads and the munafiqeen, the UAE came to some rescue, and they are flying the most up and down from Dubai to Tel Aviv. You call them Muslim, quote me anywhere in the world. That Saudi Arabia leadership, MBS, UAE leadership, MBZ, all murtad, munafiqeen, haramis and khabis, all in Ghaddar, all titles for them, remember that. Now he, Netanyahu, wants to show power, but all the opposition leaders who are prime ministers and so forth, Ehud Barak and Lapid and all of them, dead against him, all met. All of them were prime ministers in the past. They say that Netanyahu is gone insane, he's mad. Our people, our army cannot even fight anymore. They are gone fair, so tired, exhausted, and we're just losing men there for no purpose, just to stay, for him to stay in power. He wants to call up tens of thousands of your reservists, and last night they passed it in their cabinet, but they won't start anything in Gaza. You know why? Trump is trumpeting away. Next week he will visit Saudi Arabia, Riyadh. Then he will come to Doha, Qatar. Then he will come there, you must remember, to UAE. All these haramis, they will come to them. And he will just try and push them into Abrahamic Accord and tell them that, no, you must recognize Israel. And the Gulf states like idiots and puppets, that Trump will be addressing them. And you see, for your security, you must recognize Israel, and we will give you security, and so forth. Waylul lil Arab, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, woe and destruction to the Arabs, and especially their leaders, you see. Now with them, the Houthis striking Ben Gurion Airport, Bibi, the war criminal, Netanyahu threatens Yemen, and he threatens Iran and so forth. Trump says now crime is gone out of control. There you must remember, in America, there was a prison. It was closed in 1963. The Alcatraz River prison, so you must remember that. That's next to San Francisco, by the coast there. So you remember Al Capone and all these characters, the gangsters, they were there. So remember, Trump went to open it now. He said, too many criminals. So who are the criminals? The Americans, the whiteys, who else? So Israel, using the Druze are the Shias, Pakka, Kafir, non-Muslim, for their own agenda. Gideon Levy writes, then the Israel got nothing to do with them. It's just all hidden agenda. Our daughter, our sister, Hind Rajab, remember that she was shot by the Israelis 355 times. Yesterday, she would have been 7 years old. And remember, her name shines in history. The Hind Rajab Trust and Foundation, catching the Jutlas and so forth. Those who murdered her have been identified now, the war criminals. They thought they will take selfies and they will go and get away with impunity. Everyone will be brought up. You know that guy the shark took? If you know the whole story, that shark left 9 people who were swimming there and then went for him, the one who was part of the IDF, and tore him to pieces and said, you Zionist Jutla, you're not circumcised. Let me circumcise you. That is Allah ki lati be awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Remember, he does not make a noise. Trump is now outsmarting who? Netanyahu. Netanyahu wants a war against Iran. He, Trump, says, I'll speak to Iran regarding their nuclear program. We'll have meetings, whether directly or his proxies and so forth. And he says that this war has to stop also now, because he wants to make peace with some Arab countries and so forth. So remember, Smotrich says, burn Gaza, burn the Palestinian areas and starve them. But how come the world, the Zionist media, how come you, the ICJ and others, you don't call him a war criminal? Imagine a Muslim had to say, burn Tel Aviv, burn Washington, burn, you understand, London. The whole media should be gone crazy. But these haramis are getting away. But we will name them, shame them, and nail them. India is cutting water supply to Pakistan. Modi and his party, the Bharat Janata Party, the BJP, they have scored a terrible own goal. Their senior generals and army personnel have resigned. Some of them have been fired, because they said, why should our soldiers die for nothing? You see, Modi's whole idea is hate politics. Let us increase the hatred against the Muslims, and then I will stay in power. Hindufta, we will build the Hindu kingdom in India. So this was a false flag. This whole Kashmir operation, he did it himself with his few generals and army. And they killed that 16 people there. It had nothing to do with Pakistan. Their own army guys are saying that they're getting fired and some are resigning. So it's a terrible own goal. So now you want to show. But China is standing with Pakistan. If you touch Pakistan, we are going to touch you. And you know what the consequences will be. Trump's name is stinking throughout the whole world. Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody. Australia, there was elections. So the guy AA, Anthony Albanese, you see, he wins the landslide. Why? Anti-Trump ticket gave him a landslide victory there. So he has another 3 years as well. Emirates are haramis. So they call President Owen of Lebanon, you see, MBZ. And he says, come here to Abu Dhabi. Let's talk. So now they make up and kiss up and say that now there will be ties between Lebanon and UAE. Now we'll give visas and you can visit one another's country and there'll be business and so forth. But that's the spaza. That is just a game. They want to draw in Lebanon for what? To normalize ties with Israel. You can't be such a naive and an idiot. You must understand the real politics. Remember, I told you there's de-dollarization. You know, Warren Buffett, 94 years old, he's retiring. And what he speaks, he knows what he's saying. Multi-billionaire, trillionaire, call him what you want to. He says the time has come to dump the dollar. And remember, the dollar has lost its shine. Finish, America is finished. The empire is collapsing. And Trump is going faster and accelerating. That you must remember, the de-dollarization. They put idiots there. The masses are asses. What you expect in America and other places. Iran, the Shias, majority Shias, whether you say 70, 75, 80%, depending who you believe. So the first batch of Iranian pilgrims and Hajis have already arrived in Medina Munawwara. If you know anything of Medina Munawwara, there are a huge amount of Shias. Remember that in Medina. Therefore, when Sheikh Huzaifi gave his memorable khutbah against Rafsanjani, and he was sitting there, and one word he used, Khomeini Imam al-Dalala, he said that Khomeini is the imam and leader of leading people astray. So the Saudi regime suspended him for 1 year or more. So remember, now they're kissing up. But they don't trust one another. MBS doesn't trust, you must remember, this Ayatollah Khamenei and so. But just to show the world, you know, that no, we are brothers and so forth. And they welcome them and so forth. So the Gulf leaders will meet Trump, you see, like puppets. They'll say, Ameen, Ameen. Yes, Trump, Sami'ina wa ata'ana. We heard you, we obey you. And they will say, for Allah and Nabi alayhi salam, Sami'ina wa asayna. We heard you and we disobey you. These are the Muslim leaders, Murtad, Khabis, and Munafiqeen, Shaitans. Putin says, I finished you up, America. I finished you up, Ukraine. There's no need for nuclear now, and I won't use. They taught the West, America, Europe, NATO. He will use the nuclear. Putin is too sharp. From Russia, would love, you see that. International journalists must enter Gaza, but Israel is committing war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. So therefore, they want to conceal it. They planted all these pine trees to cover up their evidence, but Allah burnt all the trees in 1 day, 2 days. So finish all the evidence is there of their war crimes. South Africa. You know, South Africa's neighbors, nobody is strong. If really any one of them is strong and we have a war, South Africa will lose. Our army is a joke, you know that. Me, I was born in the heart of apartheid. Our Heidelberg and that Witwolver, Baron Strydom, they all come from Heidelberg. So Transvaal, you know that. So we saw what the army, Heidelberg and the army gymnasium. You look at these jokers, they can't even run. So fat and good for nothing. So the South African National Defense Force, withdrawing there from Congo and so forth, and they have signed the deal. It's a sign of weakness. Your Minister of Defense is good for nothing. I wonder if she even knows what is a gun and a pistol and all that. Hopeless people, remember this. City power. Imagine you in Sandton. I was there on Saturday. I went to visit my brother Munir of Potis, of their Makupani. His wife gave birth, you see. He had to, his wife gave birth to twins 4 years ago, now baby girl. So he said, please come. I went. And then in the big hotel, so no water in Sandton. You pay so much and no water. Shame on you. Today, no water in certain suburbs in Johannesburg. No water in Pretoria. What the hell are you guys doing? No water in Ladysmith for more than a month. Shame on you. Hang your heads in shame. Senior ANC members, some of them against the finance minister. They say this guy is destroying us and our reputation, what little bit is left. Budget 3.0. So now they will present the budget on the 21st of May. So that is what they announced and so forth. So some senior members of the ANC are saying, ditch the DA. We must kick them out of the GNU. They're getting too big for their boots. They will keep on fighting. When a Muslim male can take 4 wives, that's the maximum at one time, then the world makes noise. Just read our South African history and see how many polygamy marriages were performed now in the weekend. All non-Muslims, you must remember that. So that is the custom and tradition in this world. If you look at the countries, majority of them you will find that there's more females than males. So how do you solve the problem? One is you allow zina, fornication, adultery, capousness, lesbian. Islam says all that haram, and any person is sympathetic towards them and he allows that and he agrees with that is murtad out of the fold of Islam. So therefore that gay imam, the bullet went through his backside also. Alhamdulillah, I debated him and humiliated him with Allah's help and mercy. So you must remember that. So this is a natural phenomenon. The Western custom is have one wife and 10, 20, 100 girlfriends. Ask him, Clinton, you must remember. Ask all the armies, ask Trump. They can't remember where and where they put their rifles. Remember that the kafir culture, understand the kufar culture. January, New Year's Day. February, Valentine's Day. March and April, then Easter. All this are kufar, we got nothing to do with it. And now comes May. So now this week, Sunday, you see, yesterday, Sunday, this coming Sunday, they'll say Mother's Day, you see. So this is, they dump their parents in the old age home, and then they will tell them how much they love them and so forth. Islam condemns this in the greatest form. Remember that it's absolutely haram. For us as Muslims, every day is Mother's Day. So between 8:30 and 9, we will discuss who our honorable mothers, inshallah, Mu'azzahid will interview me. Then 1 to 2, tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, the report back trip to Johannesburg, Masjid Safiya, a synagogue, and now a masjid, subhanallah, 6 months ago, new masjid. And then tonight, inshallah, live the Q&A. Mu'azzahid, we have 11, 12 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to eat ducks?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, according to all four schools, to eat ducks totally permissible, you must remember that. And you mustn't cut the toes and the feet and all that first. You slaughter in a normal manner, you must remember that. Totally permissible according to Islam and the four schools of thought. So before you eat and you slaughter, so say Bismillah, Bismillah, Ya Allahu Akbar, totally halal. They got one duck day in America, Donald Duck. He got somebody to shoot his ear and the American public fell for the trick. You see, that is Donald Duck the Harami.
Is it permissible to make dua in English in sujood in Nafil Namaz?
In any salat, you are not allowed to make dua except in the Arabic language, whether it is Fard Salat, Wajib Salat, Sunnat Salat, or Nafil Salat. So in namaz, in prayer, you in sajda, or any other posture, remember it must be in the Arabic language. You can't say, Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Allah, help me, in salat. Yes, out of salat. You go into sujood, tahajjud time, for example, and then you're out of salat and you in sajda posture and you speak to all Almighty Allah in any language, so that is permissible. But in salat, not permissible in any salat.
Mufti Saab, when going for Hajj and Umrah, is it better for ladies to read salah in the haram or in the hotel?
100% remember all four schools teach us, and the Hadith Quran teaches us, the Hadith teaches us, they must stay in the houses, they must stay in the hotels and read Salat Day. Where the Quran says that? Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, stay glued to your homes. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى, if and when the need comes to go out, so do not expose your beauty like they used to do in the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith. That, remember that Umme Humayda Sa'idiyah, the open targhib wa tarheeb, and Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said, hadith is sahih. She came to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to read salat inside Masjid Nabawi behind you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the golden era of Islam. He Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, for Umme Humayda Sa'idiyah, your house has three parts. If you read there in front, you'll get more reward compared to reading behind me in Masjid Nabawi. You read in the middle, so you get more reward. You read right at the back, you will get the optimum, maximum reward. So remember, this is not from our side. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu opened Targheeb wa Tarheeb. When the ladies used to come for Jumu'ah, he used to stand there. The Grand Mufti of the Sahaba, students of Nabi alayhi salam, go back home. Go home. أَخِّرُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَّرَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. This is Islam in its pristine purity. Today the ladies want to come right inside the masjid, and you want to touch the men, and the men touch you. So yes, for Umrah you have to go, and to read Salat and Salam and all that, you have to go Masjid Nabawi. But to read Salat behind the Imams in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, your Salat will be valid. We're discussing what is better. What is meritorious and virtuous, everybody agrees. You will get much more reward by reading there in the hotels on your own and not behind the imam. And on that day's ijma and consensus. Remember that just one issue I'll tell you, one hadith. And this hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ When a woman leaves a home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَطِّرَةً And she applied the lipstick, dubstick, makeup, and you know ladies better than me, all your people's stories. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا She passed the man, the fragrance coming there. فَهِيَ زَانِيَةً She is an adulteress. She is an adulteress. Who said so? She is just like an adulteress. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, Hadith is sahih. Imam Tirmidhi has mentioned authentic hadith.
Mufti Sahib, can my husband's ihram be washed with normal washing powder?
100% wash it, make it white, sparkling white, and thereafter he will wear it. And now you're leaving for Hajj this week, next week. So make sure after you wash it and tell him, Habi, you must wear your ihram. Me, I want to see you, that you don't walk like Mickey Mouse and so forth. You man, when you're going to fasten the ihram, no underwear, no jockey and underwear, remember that. And when you're going to wear the ihram, keep your feet wide apart, you see that? And then you fasten the ihram, put on the belt. Don't be like us, we don't use belts sometimes, we used to it. You know, like a lungi, every day I wear lungi. So you must remember that. We don't have to wear belt and that, we used to it now. So you must wear belt, remember that. You can use a string, you can use your normal belt you use. You use the ihram with the Velcro. So all that acceptable, permissible. So put him through his paces, you sisters, you the ladies, the wives. Tell him, hey, Abi, me want to check you out in ihram, that you must look nice, you see. No mix up there, the ihram falling down and all that. So remember, practice in your houses, mashallah.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that even you eat camel meat, your wudu break?
Yesterday in the Q&A, I mentioned it, the hadith of Mustafa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man akal al-jazur falyatawadda. If a person eats camel meat, then the wuzu will break. Remember, there's a wonderful book for you ulama students who are really interested in the depth of fiqh. One is Al-Masailu Allati Infarada Biha Al-Shafi'i Duna Ikhwatihi by Hafiz Ibn Kathir, Allama Ibn Kathir. One side is Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and on the other side is Imam Shafi'i, he's alone. For example, Qurbani on the 13th of Zulhijjah, nobody allows it. Nor the Hanafis, nor the Malikis, nor the Hanbalis, but Shafis allow it. So yeah, there's a wonderful book, second book, Al-Fathur Rabbani, Al-Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Rahimahullah, is alone. So he, Shaykhul Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, Rahimahullah, they say, if you eat camel meat, your wuzu breaks. But majority scholars don't accept it. We say falyatawadda means it's better to make wudu, but not compulsory, so your wuzu is still valid. That is the verdict of the Hanafis, the Malikis, and the Shafi'is. You must remember that. So the fatwa verdict is that your wudu is still valid and your wudu is not broken after you eat camel meat. Camel meat, very tasty, you must remember that. We used to eat it a lot in the 70s, 80s and then.
So a question from a sister. I would like to inquire if it's permissible to make up artists.
Remember, totally haram to become a makeup artist. You're going to put lipstick, you're going to put all that cosmetics, you're going to do all that. I just ask you one question, right? You're going to do all that for that lady. And then today is her wedding. Today is her birthday party. Birthday party is haram, but you know our people. And it's this function and that function. You put so much plaster on her. She's dark in complexion. Suddenly she's looking white and so forth. Is this deception or not? Man ghashana fa laysa minna. Hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. He who deceives us is not of us. Allah Jalla Wala created us as He wanted to. Now chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. So what happened? Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan said, me, I can't go alone to Jahannam. I'm going to pack Jahannam up the hellfire to capacity. So وَلَعَامُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them, they must change the creation of Allah. You see the transgender? He wants to become she. She wants to become he, you see? Even in, you must remember, he, she, you will find the he. And men, woman, you will find the men, you see, like that? So Eve wants to become Steve. Steve wants to become Eve, like that. So all that, the one Christian guy said, see, even in Amen, you get the men there. Amen, Amen, A-M-E-N, how's that one? So you must remember all these kind of things, they're all haram. The income is haram. How will you make wudu? I'm asking you. That you getting married, you put so much plaster and makeup and so forth. Now it's time for your nikah. You never read salat. And now will you go to read salat? If you go and make wudu, all that makeup will go out. You'll say, just leave salat. So all haram, A to Z, you must remember. And it's just to try and impress people. You must be a natural person. The natural beauty. Go to people who in that Swat and Mari area in Pakistan. Go to Kashmir and so forth. And then you will see how natural they are, the people there. Muslim young girls, the paragon of beauty and so forth and so on. So you can see them from a very young age. So you must remember that. 4, 5, 6 years old. So that is what Islam teaches. Not this kali makeup, look like a clown, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitan Hood, all haram, all.
Mufti Saab, what does it mean when one puts his money in trust and passes away? Does the heirs get their share?
Remember, people who establish a trust with their lawyer, with their accountant, with their CA, they do all that just to save on taxes. When a person passes away, then the trust must finish. It can't continue. In Islam, you can't have a permanent trust. All you rich men, women, you must know that it's haram to have a permanent trust. The person passes away, finish, their trust is finished. So meaning, as far as that person goes, you can't impose upon his family or heirs. They must join the trust and so forth. His or her share must be given to them. And then you must make the arrangements and so forth, how you want to do it. But nobody has the right. It's their prerogative what they want to do. So yes, the heirs must be given all their shares and so forth. And they can then decide what they want to do. They want to establish their own trust. They want to invest it. But first will be burial, funeral expenses. Then the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate business debts, must be paid immediately to the creditors. Wasiya for that is the maximum amount is 1/3. And then the last step will be then the shares of the heirs. So you, the business world, corporate world, you'll have permanent trust. Is haram that, remember, in Islam, not permissible. So we must be very clear. Our allegiance is to Islam. Our allegiance is not to democracy or to capitalism or secularism or Zionism or any other ism. All these are tawhut and satanic systems. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. You have to reject all this. وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Believe in Almighty Allah and the articles of faith. Then only will you be successful. بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.